Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, joined today by my friend, Edie Trott. Edie, thanks for being here.
Hi. Well, thanks for having me.
Edie is the marketing director for what I think is probably the most exciting story in Salt Lake City these days, the new and improved Gateway. Edie, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for working on this big project.
It is a big project. I'm excited that I get to be part of the team. We have a definitive vision for the property. A lot of people, you know, we were talking about this before we started, but how people talk about the Gateway in its heyday when it first opened.
Yeah.
And I enjoy hearing those stories and can imagine that it was a bustling epicenter of downtown, and we want to bring that aspect back where it is bustling epicenter of downtown, part of this new envisioned entertainment district,
right,
if you will, with Vivint's big remodel,
yep,
and other things happening. But we're really going to bring the entertainment.
Yeah.
So the bars, the restaurants, you know, we already have great entertainment venues, the Depot, Wise Guys.
Yep.
And really just enhancing on that with great restaurants, bars.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that, you know, I get paid to say nice things about downtown. So, like, I'm a cheerleader all the time. And there are great things downtown. We have a great food scene for a city of our size. We've got some great bars. But we don't have that sort of district. Like, when you go to San Diego and you say, I want to go have a good time, they don't say, oh, go to this specific restaurant or go to this specific bar. They say, go to the Gas Lamp District. And I don't know if my vision is consistent with yours, but my vision is when people come to our city who have never been here and somebody says, I just want to have a really great time. I want to be entertained. I want to have fun. I want to have a cool cocktail. I want to have a great meal. I want to see some interesting people. The people say, oh, go to the Gateway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I'm envisioning.
Yeah. And I think that that's an awesome way of putting it, actually, because that's exactly what we're trying to establish here in Salt Lake City, is that sort of, yeah, where do you go?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm new to Salt Lake City, so people are like, oh, go to this restaurant, go to that restaurant, you know, and I'm zigzagging all around the city,
yeah,
trying these places out, which is unique. You get to see different parts. But yeah, I mean, the Gateway is a great sort of a pedestrian friendly,
yep,
you know, park your car, hang out for 2 hours, hang out for 4 hours. And, you know, we're already, while we're signing new tenants, we're already bringing that entertainment aspect,
yeah,
with the events that we're hosting. And so trying to also educate the people who didn't know the Gateway back in the heyday that, you know, come on down, check us out. I mean, the physical improvements to the property alone, I think, are astonishing.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about that for just a second, because
yeah,
you've done some really cool things. So so when you bought it from the previous owner, I will say this, developed locally by the Boyer Company, they sold it to a Chicago-based company who owned it for several years, but really allowed it to fall into decline. I don't think I'm saying anything untrue or even that they would disagree with. When you bought it, there were tens of millions of dollars of deferred maintenance that you need to invest in immediately. But then you guys have gone above and beyond that. Like, you've really, so talk to the listeners a little bit about what some of the changes are that you have made just in the past several months since you guys acquired the property.
So when we acquired the property initially, it was elevators, escalators, the parking garages.
Crumbling,
I mean, who wants to go into a dark and dingy parking garage?
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, for me, it's not safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually went in, painted the garages white, put in new, really fun and uplifting artwork and different types of signage, neon signage and things like that, to give people an experience right when they pulled in.
Yeah.
You know, that's how the Gateway is. I think how it looks now is that around every corner, there's a different experience.
Yes.
We've added some AstroTurf. We've actually added a lot of AstroTurf.
But it's not like AstroTurf from the 80s or 90s.
No.
It's like fancy AstroTurf.
It's actually called Forever Lawn.
Okay.
They'll appreciate that. They'll appreciate that. A company out of Idaho. And what we've done is we've taken up a lot of the really large concrete areas and put down Forever Lawn.
Yeah.
And then soft seating, plants, and gave people an opportunity to what I like to say is be and chill.
Yeah.
And then we added in some fun aspects, which are like an urban playground. So
yeah,
there's light
it's
up
playful.
Seesaws.
Yeah.
Yeah. I call we have some really bright colored furniture in the plaza area near the Olympic Fountain. I call it jelly bean furniture because it looks like jelly beans.
Jelly bellies scattered all over.
Yeah, different flavor jelly bellies. We got some blueberry and cherry in there, a little bit of lime. Yeah. And I've noticed the kids love it. Even adults are, you know, sitting on it, trying it out. Some of it lights up at night. We've put in these elements, again, where you turn the corner and it's a surprise. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. It's not homogenized.
Well, you mentioned the seesaws, but you also have swing sets, like adult-sized swing sets for people to sit on while they're having lunch.
Yep.
Or swing, I guess. I mean, you can do the whole thing.
So those are the swing set picnic tables.
Yeah.
And then we also have a light-up swing set that's in Entertainment Alley near CPK, that area. And that's a lot of fun. We've seen grown adult men swinging as high as they can.
And the term swingers, like there's a whole new swingers
yes.
in Salt Lake City.
Absolutely.
Down at the Gateway. Good. So so in terms of thinking about the future, the Gateway really focused heavily on retail. Retail is still an important component, but you're really taking it to the next level, which I think is kind of part of a national trend. As people are thinking about how do we re-envision shopping destinations, knowing that a lot of stuff is available at Amazon or just online, how do we create that experience that really draws people into a destination? So talk about your philosophy there a little.
It does partially have to do with where we're seeing and the changing shopping behaviors of consumers.
Yeah.
Now the millennials, if you will, which I hate using that term, but
younger
consumers mm-hmm. are looking to purchase experience over goods. I'm a product of the 90s. I went to the mall and I shopped.
Me too. That was it.
Yeah. And that is not the customer now.
Yeah.
So they are spending their money on experiences, whether that's a VR type gaming, restaurants. And so that's the type of atmosphere that we're creating at the Gateway. You know, Dave and Buster's just signed.
Yeah.
And so that brings in fun, arcade, family fun, group of friends fun, you know.
It's fun for, it's a family thing, but it's not like Chuck E. Cheese. Like you can walk around with a beverage and have a great time. A group of 20-year-old guys can go there. I could go there as a 40-year-old mm-hmm. and have a really cool, so it's not just for families. Although families are an important demographic that you're paying attention to.
Yeah. And then another restaurant concept that we just signed a lease with is Medici.
Oh, wow.
And their whole, it's a newer Neapolitan pizza concept. And their first location is in Southern California. They're opening in Orem this weekend and then opening at the Gateway in late 2017. And their whole concept is bringing people together to make friendships.
Yeah.
You know, you're a stranger today, but you're friends tomorrow. And they have an exterior kitchen where the pizza oven is in the heart of the restaurant.
Wow.
So it brings that kind of family. You know, everybody gathers in the kitchen. No matter how big or small, that's where people gather. And they have that concept. And it fits in line with what we're doing at the Gateway as well. So it's really a great symbiotic relationship.
That's great. As you start thinking about, and I'm not sure sort of what the timeline is, so maybe I'll ask you that. What is the timeline? And then how will you know when you're successful? Like, when will you say, okay, we did it, we're done? Or will that never happen? You'll always be trying to improve stuff.
From my perspective, it'll never be done.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I do marketing, and so I'm charged with a lot of the events and the advertising and the social media and promoting the new tenants and things like that. And for me, in marketing, you can never be done.
Yeah.
And maybe that might be what happened to the Gateway. I'm not, you know,
whatever
saying
happened,
anything here, you know, but you can't rest on your laurels, especially with how fast things are changing these days.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we communicate over our phones, you know, like never before.
Yeah.
And so I don't think you can ever be done. As far as a timeline, we'll probably be fully leased and open in a 3 to 4 year timeline. But as for being done, I don't ever foresee that happening.
And I think that's the right attitude. Because I do think that there was a little bit, the Gateway was incredibly successful. And maybe they did take that for granted for a little bit, and that led to that, along with other things, led to them not being maybe as successful. When we learned that you guys were looking at the project and were so excited about it, the Downtown Alliance was just thrilled, and you guys have been outstanding partners. So I'll leave it with that as we go into some messages. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Edie Trott. Edie is the Director of Marketing for the new Gateway. We're talking about all of the improvements and plans for this dynamic and important part of our city that is going through a resurgence right now. We will be back after these messages.
You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. For podcasts and more local shows and lectures, follow us on iTunes or visit the Local Shows tab at kcpw.org.
We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. Joined today by my friend Edie. Edie is the Director of Marketing for the Gateway. Edie Trott, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the big video screen because I've seen drawings of this and you guys are working on it right now.
This is it.
This is the new phase of what people are doing to make these centers so amazing. So maybe talk about what the vision is for this.
So what we have done is we're utilizing the clock tower, mm-hmm. and we've reimagined it. And we will be wrapping it with LED screens. So it'll be four panels of LED screens, and they'll be so close together that it'll look like it's wrapped.
Seamless almost.
Yeah, seamless. And then the programming has really, I mean, I have to give it to our creative director. It has been a painstaking task to make sure that it's interesting, it's attention-grabbing, mm-hmm. it's new, it's enlightening. These are kind of all of the emotions that we want people to have when they look at the programming on the video screens. It will not be used for advertising, promotional purposes.
This is an art installation.
It really is. Yeah. And then we're actually also going to have cameras that we can basically GoPros that we can move around the property. And so if we're doing an event or something like that, we can broadcast it on the video screen. We're hoping to have it up in time for the total solar eclipse on August 21st.
Oh, wow. That's very quick.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we're partnering with Clark Planetarium. We're going to have an event out in the plaza area because this is one of the best viewing areas. I think we're going to see like 92 or 95%.
Yeah, it's
a great area to be in. And we're hoping to live broadcast NASA's feed of the solar eclipse up on the video wall.
Wow.
So really taking technology and utilizing it as a piece to educate and bring the community together, as well as display all types of art.
One of the things, this brings up a great point about this event that you're planning, because one of the things that I think is a hallmark of your organization, of you personally, is this commitment to doing cool and distinct events. So I do want to just give a shout out for the gospel brunch that the Downtown Lights helped to partner with you on initially to get it up and running. I love it. And it is so, I mean, I had high expectations and I pitched it to the Gateway years ago, mm-hmm. and it just never went anywhere. And then you came on board and you made it into something that is so much better than I had envisioned. But it is beautiful.
Thank you.
So maybe you can just share with the listeners a little bit about what the gospel brunch looks like.
Sure. Well, I think first is the purpose of gospel brunch. It's really an opportunity for people to come and gather with friends and family, make new friends, and be entertained by an amazing gospel choir,
yeah.
eat delicious food, and chill on a Sunday morning.
I mean, if all church was like that, I might still go to church.
Well, if church has provided a Bloody Mary bar, I might go too.
It's a pretty impressive Bloody Mary bar, I might say too.
Thanks.
Found the right bartenders to run that right.
Yeah.
Anything you can imagine is available at this
yep.
Bloody Mary bar.
Yeah, bacon, shrimp, pretzel rods, you name
yeah.
it, it's up there. Yeah, well, and that's part of the experience, though. You know, there's a funny picture on Instagram because Cubby's brings in breakfast burritos and someone stabbed their breakfast burrito and put it on top of the Bloody Mary along with bacon and shrimp and
yeah.
asparagus. And it's like the iconic picture of gospel brunch, you know. Shout out to Tony.
Yeah.
Photocred. And that's sort of what we wanted people to do is like make it your own.
Yeah.
Have fun with it. We'll provide you the space. We'll provide you with the entertainment, but bring your spirit and bring your, you know, clan with you.
But in the same way that you didn't just do sort of static basic lawn furniture on the lawn. You did a beautiful job. You went out and got beautiful living room style, high quality, artistic. Like, you walk in, Nick Comer, our communication director, said this. He said, when I walked in, I was like, okay, a woman was in charge of this, obviously, because it's so classy and it's such a beautiful experience.
Well, I don't think that that can be an assumption, but thank you. It was,
it's meant as a high compliment. Okay. Because it's like, okay. He was just saying, like, if he had done it, it would have been, you know, what's the least we can do to mm-hmm. make this work? And whereas it's really an experience, and you the grand hall is beautiful, the outside patio is beautiful, the staging is great. It's a really lovely experience for anybody who hasn't gone down and had this gospel. And July 16th is the mm-hmm. next one. So yep. one a month, July 16th, another one in August. Yep. But it's a really great experience for people.
And it is. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. You really can't beat. If you want to talk about the economy of it, you can't beat the price. I mean, it's $25. You get two drinks with that. Additional drinks are $3.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got Tito's vodka. And then we also do mimosas.
And a great brunch.
And a great brunch.
Yeah.
A great brunch. Cubbies comes down, brings their delicious breakfast burritos.
I had a steak salad that was super healthy.
The tri-tip salad.
Yeah, it was awesome. For $25, it's that's really hard to lose.
Yeah.
But that's just one of lots of events. So you're doing a yoga event?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of programming. So for the rest of the year, we have 74 events planned. So we'll do about 120 events in 2017.
Wow.
I just started in February. So I feel like that might be pretty, it's a pretty okay schedule. You know, with Salt Lake City, we are challenged with the weather. So we do need to fit a lot into a small amount of time.
Sure.
Because, again, we're also an outdoor shopping center.
Yeah. Well, and it's hot in the summer and cold in the winter. So you've got some seasons to work with.
Yeah. So we do yoga on Sunday mornings. We've partnered with a local yoga studio, Skole Yoga. He's amazing. It's actually yoga that's set to a DJ.
Oh.
So they mix music while he's... Oh, yeah, free.
Wow.
And we do gift bags all the time. We do tons of promotions. I mean, really follow us on Facebook for everything. And then we started a Wednesday night family movie night, which is
nice.
Free with free popcorn. Tonight, actually...
This will actually air on Thursday, so yes.
Next
you just
week.
Missed it. Yeah, next
well,
week.
You just missed it. Next week, we'll be showing Back to the Future, and then we also have a dessert ice cream food truck coming called
awesome.
Cool Treats. So just trying to, like, take events that families would enjoy or people would enjoy and just escalating them a little bit. We're kicking off our sunset concerts also on Friday. And Saturday evenings.
Because you built a new stage. There's a permanent stage now.
Yeah, permanent stage, great sound system.
Yeah.
It's perfect for small entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know, and throughout the rest of the summer, as well as into the fall and winter, we have some great programming. Just had a meeting with Derek Dyer from Utah
Arts Alliance. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're doing Illuminate, which is a light and technology art installation exhibit/event, which he's been working really hard on. It's going to be really exciting.
That's great. You're doing the Italian Festival, I think, coming up in September.
In September.
Just finished the Chalk Art Festival a couple of weeks ago or last week.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of really...
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
And actually, this Saturday, we're doing an event in partnership with Slug Magazine called Slug on Tap.
Oh.
It's featuring 30... Utah Brewers.
Nice.
And so you can buy tickets online, but you get a mug and you buy tokens and you can have different size samples. And it's really exciting. So, and that'll benefit Utah Brewers Guild.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, I think we have longed to have some place like this that sort of is the community gathering place for things that are a little bit edgier, a little bit more off the sort of beaten path, maybe not quite. And I'll say this too, because I think that it really reinforces the connectivity and synergy between City Creek Center, which has a different demographic, and the Gateway, which is emerging as a little bit more funky, a little bit more... I wouldn't say urban because I think both are urban, but it's a different – you don't have to be exactly the same. You don't have to compete for exactly the same things. You can be your own best Gateway and they can be their own best City Creek, and I want to applaud that because I think it's awesome.
Well, and I mean, we're a mile apart.
Yeah.
You know, we're a mile apart, and I think it's important in a city – that's growing like Salt Lake City is that there are multiple offerings.
Yeah.
You know, we say entertainment destination. I also call it a lifestyle center, where you can come, you can do retail, you can do, you know, we're looking at some fitness, restaurants, bars, as I mentioned before. So, yeah, it's a place where you can come and hang out for 3 to 4 hours. You have a meal, you come and hang out in the plaza for a little bit, you know, on some of the cool furniture.
Watch people and just
people
chill.
Watch.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the atmosphere that we're trying to build. And so, you know, even with like holiday, you know, it's not going to be a Christmas event. It's not even going to be Christmas decorations. You know, it's going to be festive.
Holiday festive.
Holiday decor. Festive, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
A little unique.
That's good. Well, and I think our city's ready for that. And I think that, that it speaks to that. I want to just mention one element as we kind of wrap up. And because I think it's important. For a little while, I think people were a little bit apprehensive about security. And I just want to underscore to people, you guys have that well in hand. Like, you know what you're doing. And even with some challenges in the neighborhood, the gateways. I send my son down there to see movies all the time by himself with his buddies. And I'm not worried at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the first things we did is we brought in 24-hour security. And we see reports on a monthly basis that compare this time to last year, and actually every month to last year, our incidences are way down. I mean, we're at zero on a lot of incidences that cause some serious concerns for people. I feel tremendously safe at the property.
100%.
So, and I come from, you know, a very safe place.
Yeah.
I don't want to say there's no issue, but I think the safety is really enhanced there.
Edie, where can people go for more information on the Gateway?
Our website, which is shopthegateway.com, Facebook, Instagram, shopthegateway.com. So it's all the, or not .com, but at shopthegateway. So it's all the same handle. And Facebook really lists all of our events and has the most activity. So I would encourage people to follow that page.
Well, thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for helping make our downtown so awesome. We are so excited about our future with the Gateway.
Yes.